Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05 in the morning. Oh, gosh, January the 25th.
Woo.
Today is going to be a great day.
Mardi Gras this weekend.
Mardi Gras this weekend.
And
speaking of,
you know,
speaking of somebody that wears beads around his neck all the time, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Now, I'd like to know, Bad Bob, how did you get all those beads around your neck?
Well, you know.
Was that you running down Market Street early this morning, flashing?
I hasten to say they are not white beads.
I like those. You know,
nobody would get extra special ones.
You know, you get extra special ones with the thong. That's the only thing I've mentioned.
Are they extra glowy?
They're glowy. Is that
okay?
You know what? I don't understand.
Are they neon?
It had something to do with dancing at Johnny's in a pole. I'm not sure. But speaking of dancing, and you are just wide awake today.
I never have done a pole dance.
There's Linda.
Well, you brought up Johnny and Paul, you know. Kind of just a really sidebar with that is that, you know, it was really popular not too long ago, I guess, for exercise videos. And they've had it on Oprah.
They've had it on YouTube. There is this girl that's on YouTube on pole dancing that she kind of almost literally, and I don't know how she does it, with just her knees or just her feet. I'm not sure, but she's holding
That's
her feet
amazing.
Together and standing almost straight out on the pole.
Well, it's kind of like when you go to Cirque du Soleil and you see the Chinese acrobats. You notice how quick a segue that was?
I wonder if they're here legally.
I think they're on a travel visa.
Probably on a work visa.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But they're contortionists, man. Speaking of a woman who's absolutely beautiful, and welcome to the program, I just want to... first, before I go into the David Marr Theater production and going to give tickets away, I would want to thank you to say, Dr. Rinkoff, thank you so much. You know, I did have eye surgery not too long ago, about 6 months ago, with a torn retina. And we have to go travel to Mount Shasta to see this particular doctor who is a satellite office. And, you know, he's just said, you're always going to have these arc lights because I have this, whenever, long story, but... It feels good to sit with the experts and know, okay, we've done what we can do to fix this situation.
It's not going
to
get worse.
And it's not going to get worse, and there you go. But anyway, yes, we do have, after taking this call, we've got tickets to give away. Actually, two theater productions we're going to be giving tickets away this morning. First off on the show, but please, let's first go to the Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondag. How are you this morning? What's happening with the market minute?
I'm fine, Linda. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over a half hour into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 81 points at 12,594. The S&P 500 is down 5 points at 1309. While the NASDAQ composite's up just about 6 points at 27.92. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 120 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 4 cents at 7.25. Delta Airlines up 81 cents at $10.19. Advanced Micro Devices adding a dime at 6.63. While Corning is down $1.43 at 13.19. Of local interest, PG&E down a dime at $40.06, Safeway's down 9 cents at $22.61, and North Valley Bank is up a nickel at $9.60. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.06%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's down 77 cents a barrel at $98.18, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $14.34 an ounce at $16.51.26, silver's down 34 cents an ounce at $31.67. This is Chris Lasondag at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Chris.
You know, I'm just wondering what was going to happen after the State of the Union address last night. We're going to get into that here in a couple minutes. We've got a couple other things to do. But then I want to talk about, you know, when people start throwing out facts and figures, as Obama did last night, we ought to, you know, it behooves us to check some of these to see exactly where he's coming from with these numbers, and is he exactly right. Well, there's just organizations out there, that's all they do. But when we come back, we want to talk to you, too, about what you thought about the State of the Union address. Well, this is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 7:10 in the morning. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat pack's there, Sunny, Indy, Angel.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, all of y'all. And, of course, we're also live videoing out. Live.
We'll be right back. KCNR1460. Came up with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 7:12 in the morning, January the 25th.
Currently 45 degrees, and looks like we have a 30% chance of showers before 10 a.m. today. Mostly cloudy with a high temperatures reaching around 61. It's going to be a north wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, 20% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 43. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Lots of music, new music happening up there with a new series that has been booked. So check it out at EnsembleVineyards.com. Right now, for those of you who are listening and care to take the kids or take your daughter or take yourself and your friend, the Reading School of the Arts is going to be doing a production of Cinderella. It is the musical, and that will be Friday, February 3rd at 7 o'clock p.m. We're giving two tickets out right now for the February 3rd production of Cinderella. First caller, 605-4567, will get you two seats at for Cinderella at Reading School of the Arts. And if you've not been to one of their productions, they're very professional, very impressed with what's going on in the theater scene here in the North State. And the phone is ringing, so that caller will get the tickets. And then, okay, Carl, we're going to have some Comeback Little Sheba tickets we're going to be giving away later on media night. So throughout the hour you may be listening for when we decide to release those.
Okay. Okay, let's see, have a show of hands of how many people really enjoyed the State of the Union address last night. Okay. Oh, wow, over there on that side, there's a couple, and over here on this side. Okay, let's check the chat room. Oh, my God. Okay, State of the Union address last night, and President Obama's people said, oh, no, this is not a re-election speech. This is a State of the Union speech. Well, come on. I mean, you know, I don't mind. You know, why don't you just say what it is? This, you know, I'm kicking off my re-election with this huge speech in front of Congress, and everybody's going to be listening, and this is for my re-election. Why doesn't he just say that? I can accept that. But lies, no. Let's talk about some of the things that were said last night. You know, first of all, the SEAL Team 6 went in again, and the Somali pirates. Remember Somalia? That's where we went in there and lost some people to try to save people's lives. We're getting nothing out of that country. They had no oil or anything else. So we went in there to save their lives. We saved a generation, only to have Clinton pull everybody out. It's degenerated down into a country. And it's a beautiful country, and it's degenerated down into the fact where it doesn't have a government. It doesn't have a government, and when it doesn't have a government, what they exist on is piracy. So they took an American and I think it was a Dane in October. SEAL Team 6 went in last night from Djibouti, went in and or the night before last, and took out the all nine of the pirates and rescued the two people. The rest of it, some of the things that the president said last night. He proposed using the money saved from the wars for infrastructure and building. Well, I have a question about that, because things the Democrats have said for so long and so many times is essentially is that, you know, we're using that money, we're borrowing that money. That's one of the reasons we're in this huge debt. And yet now we're going to take the money that we're not using in the war, which is borrowed, and we're going to use it and spend it. So, in other words, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So we're taking money borrowed that was building the debt tremendously, and we're not going to just save that money. We're just not going to stop borrowing that money. We're going to continue to use and spend that money we don't have on infrastructure. How does that work in your head? That's like taking money from your house and saying, I'm borrowing money to put a swimming pool in my house. Okay, the swimming pool is finished, so I'm going to save money that I'm spending $500 a month to put a swimming pool in my house, and I'm going to save that money, but now I'm going to put in a big screen TV and use the same money. Well, you're still borrowing the money. I don't understand this concept. And he didn't mention anything that we're in the worst economy. We have more people out of jobs than any other time in history, next to the Depression.
Now, why would he say something like that as President of the United States?
Well, but he says these other things, and I have all these other little facts and all that he was talking about. You know, that, you know, it's like he said, we have put twice as many, I guess you could call them lawsuits against China than the Bush administration has. Well, I guess you could say that, but that really, you know, I'm going, gosh, I mean, hundreds or something, they're fighting the Chinese. They've put out five. They've done five. I think Bush administration has done four, did four during there. So he's done five, and they're on the way to having eight. So that would be twice as many as the Bush administration, but it's still only five. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the other thing, too, is when you start talking about taking money, and this is, and let's just switch over one more time. What did he say about people that were here illegally last night? We've got more people on the ground than we had. You know, there's less people coming across the border, and that's right. I read that. But he never once mentioned the guns going across the border from his organization, you know, from his administration that kills all these people. He never mentioned that. He also didn't. He also mentioned things about people here illegally being on a path to get their citizenship if they join the military or they have jobs. Excuse me, he did say that. I couldn't believe it at that point when he said that. He said, well, if people are here and they want jobs, they should be on a path to getting their citizenship. You know, if they've got, you know, they do jobs we want them to have. Well, so does this mean if we have 800,000 illegals want to join the military, we let them do that? They're here illegally, we let them do that? Well, when does this become a mercenary army then, my friend? When does it become a mercenary?
And what do you think would be the time allotment if somebody came across the border and they were working in a job where they were putting rivets in a car at one of our GM factories?
Oh,
no, what? Seriously, how long should that person, if that person was qualified for that job and somebody needed that job, at which point? So is it 2 years, is it 3 years? If you work and we track and see that you steadily have been employed, we will make you a citizen of the United. I mean, if it's all going to change the structure, what would you think?
No, wrong. If he's got a job riveting things in a plant, that he shouldn't have it. If he's here illegally, he should not have that job. Because there are too many Americans that are there out of jobs that can do that, that can rivet, that can do, that can put walls up, that can do work in construction, can do roofing. There's too many of them that can do that. What's he saying? What's he mean by that? They join the military so that they can, you know, there are people that are here legally that are not citizens that have joined the military. Yes, that's true. They're here legally. They're on a visa, but they have joined the military. And after 3 years, that's a fast track to get your citizenship. That's fine. But what he's saying is come across the border illegally. Is that what he meant when he said that? I'm not going to get into the fact about spreading the wealth again. You know, if you make over $250,000 a year, we want your money. That's what he said. So he talked about millionaires, but then he said, if you make over $250,000 a year, which would say a cop and a
is it true?
Administrator, two cops working, do they make that much?
Is it true that 98% of the Americans only make less than $250,000? That's what the statistics
say. I believe that, probably. That's okay. True. But here's something else. As his own people said, you cannot just tax people you can't tax your way out of this problem. You've got to cut the entitlements. Vogel and the other guy said this. Anyway, got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It is 7:24 in the morning. Good morning. It is 1:25, meaning it is January 25th. And we have a very special guest with us that we love to have come in, John Dixon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Yes, we're on our we're here for our Shasta County Supervisors update.
And we had quite a day yesterday at the Board of Supervisors. The main consideration on the agenda was the Shasta County Water Agency, and there was a request in the public hearing time for this item to become agendized at the next Board of Supervisors meeting so that we could have an independent Shasta County Water Agency that was not reporting to the Public Works Director. That being said, immediately afterwards, there was a proposal for a declaration of February 18th becoming Army National Guard Deployment Day, and this is because our National Guard, 150 members here in the area, are going to be deploying to Afghanistan to help build bridges. And this was a recommendation that the Board of Supervisors recognize this day and that the county celebrate their departure. At that point, sadly enough, due to various reasons, a large contingent that was there to support Mr. Cad's request for the private agency got up and left just prior to the ceremony, and it was upsetting to the council, it was upsetting to the people receiving the award, and generally it was ill-timed. I'm sure we'll be hearing about this from, I hope, from
I
some of the
imagine,
people that left.
I can't imagine if the group is who I saw on the TV, because many of them are veterans, that they just got up and left. Maybe it's because they didn't realize what was going on.
I don't know.
I'm not defending anybody, but I'd find it hard to believe that people would just, you know.
I don't think there was
because
any.
Because there's too many veterans. There's too many people support the veterans. That would just be a, you know, I can't imagine that group, or really any group, you know, whether it's Occupy or it's a Tea Party group, that would just get up and purposely disrespect veterans,
right.
especially
I
guys leaving, not up here.
No.
So, you know, some people can make a tempest in a teapot about this, as they do about other things around here, like the water thing and stuff. However, there's other things that
well, there were several people who wanted to speak up in support of the group that left, and to let it be known that there was a shortage of agendas, and that they weren't really aware of what was going on. I'd like to get back to the water thing for just a moment, if I could. And you and I, Carl, have discussed before the importance of what this Shasta County Water Agency is. In the overall, it is just a piece of the puzzle in regards to the actual issues that are going on with the state and Fed in regards to our water issues here. But the Sustainable Community Strategy, SB 375, it is couched in such gentle terms to make it seem like it's just a nice little piece of green legislation. But the very, very telling probabilities are that we are going to wind up under the control of a governing agency that is going to attempt to reduce single-family dwellings into community dwellings.
This is from the Regional Transport
Agency.
RFTP or something like that.
Regional. The Regional Transport Plan.
Right.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this yesterday, John. You probably heard us talk about it. But, you know, Bruce Ross wrote an editorial in the Record Searchlight. I mean, this thing could be huge. This thing could, you know, people laugh and they talk, and they had that other guy that was here talking about coordination with agencies, and Ryan Stiebel, who wrote the article, he couldn't help but keep going, activist, Tea Party, you know, making it sound like he was, you know, off the deep end. You have that on one side saying, watch out for the government trying to take your land. Then you have Bruce Ross, who is the editorial writer for the Record Searchlight, saying, hey, look what can happen here. You know, you've got to watch this.
Thing.
You know, and you're looking at it from two. I mean, so you've got to say Record Searchlight took both sides on it.
Yeah,
but this is a scary thing. We need to have a whole show about this where we talk about the possibility, and there is a real possibility. And this one group right here controls millions of dollars. Could control tens of millions of dollars and say where you're going to build. Now, if they're from here, and we can control them by voting them in and out. That's one thing. But if it's something from the state, and so we've got a minute left before we have to go. What else?
Well, basically, that was it. It was a very nice ceremony for the deploying military. They had
there's
going
to be something, I think, down at, they're going to have a dinner and everything for them. We're going to be advertising that.
Yes.
It's a You know, there's a lot of things, my friends, you know, and look at the State of the Union address last night, and look what's going on here in the North State, and it's just more and more of a little grabs at what's going on, at what you have and what you would like to have.
Our freedoms are impinged, there's no doubt about it, and it's growing. Yeah.
So, John Dixon, we're so happy you're here.
Yes.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here.
Every morning, thank you so much. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, continued concern over Greece's debt crisis and mixed economic news from Europe is taking a toll on Wall Street. Investors are also looking ahead to this afternoon's monetary policy guidance from the Federal Reserve. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 85 points. It's a bearish trading day for Boeing. Better than expected fourth quarter results aren't helping the blue chip stock. Boeing's profit jumped 20%, pushed higher by improved margins and revenue growth thanks to an increase in aircraft deliveries. But the aerospace giant's profit forecast for 2012 fell short of what economists forecasted. On the flip side, shares of Apple are surging after posting first quarter results that blew past Wall Street expectations. The tech giant also reported all-time record high sales for its iPhone, iPad, and Mac devices. Apple is poised to become the world's most valuable company by market capitalization, overtaking ExxonMobil. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Clint Black in concert.
Just killing time.
From Killing Time to Taillights, Clint Black is part of the soundtrack of country music. Critics from coast to coast are calling Clint Black shows the ones to remember. Clint Black in concert. February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino. Clint Black.
Tell me who the strong one.
February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino. Tickets are on sale now at WindRiverCasino.com. 1-800-280-UWIN or visit our gift shop. More info at ClintBlack.com. Don't miss Clint Black in concert. Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We've got callers. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Coffee special is going to be chocolate truffle mocha this month and or white mocha raspberry together. 16 ounces of hot drink for $3 through February. And treat your sweetie to a delicious hot cup of coffee. Or you know what's even better? Bring it in to everybody at the office. You know, that's something that we can all afford. We also have flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee. Beans are on sale. Kim, in case you've missed Kim, she's back, and her drinks are great. She likes perfection, as you know, and she is in Espresso Joe's, where you get more than just a cup of Joe. We have people running around in here. This is crazy. What?
You know what? Bad Bob has got to be the best engineer in the whole world.
Big bang,
no,
boom.
I am. Bad Bob is the best in the world.
He is, and he knows what
okay.
it is.
Now, we've got to be... What you got, hon?
Well, we have people on the phone,
right.
And so I want to make
sure...
Okay,
we've got two or three things going. We've got, first of all, we've got Dave Manford here from,
Bob Dunlap.
From here, from the Shasta County... I couldn't remember his, from the Shasta County.
Bob Dunlap has been amazing.
Veteran Service Office.
Yes.
We still have John Dixon on the line. We've got, in here, we got Gary Cadd. Okay, Gary, what do you have?
Well, real quick, there was a mistake made yesterday at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and I'm going to take the total blame for that. That we didn't realize what was on the board's agenda, and the folks, a bunch of us, did get up and walk out after an issue that I brought forward to the supervisors.
Uh-huh.
And so we want to apologize. I personally want to apologize to the troops that are going to be going over to Afghanistan for not staying there and showing the support that they should have been shown them, because there was a large number of veterans that was in that group there with us yesterday morning.
So why'd everybody get up and leave?
Pardon?
So why'd you leave?
Because we were through with the issue that we did that I brought forward, and we didn't realize there was something on the agenda that we should have stayed for. So I apologize for that. Then secondly, John is sort of incorrect in what was brought forward yesterday. We didn't ask to take the Shasta County Water Agency out of the Public Works. What we asked for was to take the Public Works Director and the Director of Resource Management and put them under the Larry Lease, the CAO. At the moment, they're under they serve at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors, and at a previous meeting, the Board of Supervisors said that wasn't correct. So what it was coming down to is just who is their boss. So the presentation was to ask the Board of Supervisors at the next meeting to agendize an issue to take those two positions and put them under the CAO.
Okay, because the CAO also, there's like nine different divisions in the Shasta County that do not come under Larry Lees.
That's right.
And I find that very strange that he's trying to run, he's trying to herd cats over there. He has no power over any of them.
Right. And then the Board of Supervisors, when I spoke before them the week previous, made the comment to me that, well, Gary, we're not over these positions. And I said, well, yes, you are. And they started screaming at me and said, no, we're not.
Okay.
Well, I went in and showed them their own information that they are.
Okay. All right, Gary, thanks. We got Les Ball on the other line.
Right.
Okay, Les, good morning.
Good morning, Les.
Hit him again. Well, hey, Les, good morning. Welcome to KCNR.
Good morning. Thanks. Hey, I just was calling in this morning. I wanted to share with Shasta County residents. The Shasta County Board made a very special proclamation yesterday declaring Army National Guard Deployment Day for February 18, 2012. And this is in regard to the National Guard 132nd Multi-Role Bridge Company. I had a chance to go out there at Whiskey Town while they were deploying, or pardon me, while they were
training,
loading and unloading the bridges. And these men and women are amazing, and we wanted to honor them here in Shasta County.
Yeah, now that's going to be on February 18th. And
yeah, February 18th at the Reading Convention Center.
Right, it's going to be like a dinner or something,
You know, my apology for not having all the details there. Yeah. I have it on my calendar, and I happen to be down here in Sacramento for the county today, and I don't have the calendar with me. I did want to call in, though, and just share with Shasta County that this is the part that moves me. You've got 100-plus young men and women who I was able to stand in front of at Whiskey Town and present this personally and actually pray with them. They're putting their lives on the line to protect our nation, and in my mind, and I think in the board's mind, this is a pretty big deal, and we just wanted to give a shout out to them and tell them how proud we are of them.
It is a huge deal. It is a huge deal.
Awesome.
Les.
It is. What, it is. Well, you know what, Les, you know,
here it is.
You've been there.
Yeah, and you know, and here's the thing about it is that for so long, for 10 years. For over 10 years, we've been fighting a war. We've got the final troops are out of Iraq, but we've still got thousands in Afghanistan. And yet people still, sometimes, there just seems like they're surprised when we have people who are still putting people in harm's way. So anything that we can do, and the North State is just so good at this. It's so good at recognizing their warriors and the people standing on the walls and their veterans. I can't say enough about it. In fact, you know, Bob Dunlap's in the studio today, and we're going to be talking some updates and some things going on, too. But
wonderful.
I can't, you know, I mean, it's one of the reasons that makes the North State so special is the fact that, you know, that our elected officials take time to recognize our military and take time to recognize our veterans, you know, and so, you know, there's and we applaud that. We applaud anything that can be done to recognize individuals and units should be done. So, you know, we applaud the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
And thank you for allowing a venue to continue that recognition. We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Les.
Hey, Les, we got to have you back on because we haven't had you on lately. And in fact, we've got you scheduled. I think you're making the big run here.
Thanks, Les.
Yeah, you sent about four or five dates to me, and
when I get back
in front of the calendar, I will respond. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it very much. So
thanks so much. We got to take a break. Coming up, our guest is Bob Dunlap, but we're going to be talking about a lot of things that are going to be affecting the issues of you and our veterans here in the North State. KCNR 1460.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you Saturday, February 4th at Silver Anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Ken and Sandy Gifford, Lane Larson, and Halicala Ranch.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got in the granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Currently 46 in the downtown studios here at KCNR. That's on Market Street, downtown Reading. How are you guys? We've got a 30% chance of showers this morning before 10 a.m. And tonight, a 20% chance of showers. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
R&B Sharpening. That's right. Bob and Judy have been there for, let me see, since 1985. And their business continues to grow. It continues to grow and prosper because they give great service. They're great people. They support the community. And if you've got something that needs sharpening, a saw, a knife, router bit, chainsaws, whatever, if you want to have bandsaw blades that you want specially made to order, they can do it right there. That's R&B Sharpening. Give them a call at 530-365-1479. Stop by 6915 East Side Road in Anderson, Building 6. You know what? My knife has never been this sharp. Okay. Now, after we've talked about... You know what? You know what's the best thing about having a station? You know, we have open doors and all that. People just walk in and get on the show. About things that are important.
Well, we
and then they call in. Les Ball calling in from Sacramento.
Oh, we love it.
To talk about it. So
open arms.
I didn't know we went all the way to Sacramento. I figured we were probably part of Sacramento, but anyway.
Now,
joining us.
Let's get down and dirty.
Yeah, and
let's
if there's somebody
the
that can
facts.
Do it, it's Bob Dunlap.
This isn't talking about how fabulous the weather is.
That's right. Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Bob.
Okay.
Always great to be here.
So, did you hear, I didn't hear the whole Obama speech last night. I don't know if you did or not.
No, I was working late last night. I got home after it was over, but I did hear the score.
The score?
Yeah, the SEALs 2 and the Pirates -9.
You know, we talked about that. -9. The thing is, SEAL Team 6 walks in, kicks in the door and says, "We're home." They say, "Lucy, we're home." And then they open up with them force to rescue the American and the... And I don't even want to get into the fact how we went into Somalia and spent so much in lives and everything there to try to help this country and save a generation. And then a president named Clinton pulls us all out and things just drop. But that's neither here nor there. The fact is that our military, who performed valiantly then, is still performing valiantly. My question was, did you hear anything in a speech last night to help the veterans that are coming back here, the veterans that are facing a 15%? They've got a 15% unemployment rate. Did you hear anything there?
Well, like I said, I didn't hear the speech. I heard a couple of snippets afterwards, but I think there was some indication that he's supporting veterans and that he's providing more money than ever for veterans, but those are just snippets. I didn't hear the whole text. Well, I really can't comment on exactly what
he said. I
don't
know. I didn't hear that part either. Because
he did
I had
talk
to
about the jacket for cops and for the military, about the bullet, whatever, the new jackets, and that we should be able to cover things like that. But, Bob Dunlap, I'm just wondering, and we're wondering here, and, of course, we love having you come on a regular basis, as we do John and as we do Gary and as we, have people who we have to remember we have over 20,000 veterans in the North State, and very much what's going on with bills that are passed and things that are going on and things that are current affect a lot of people in this community. So this is why it's important for us to have a steady voice, and we appreciate you coming on. So at what right now is going on with the February and the March agenda, and what should we be aware of?
Well, a couple of hot topics, actually three, that I'd like to talk about today. And the first of those is the Veterans Home and where we stand with the Veterans Home. And you mentioned legislation. Ironically enough, yesterday I got a message from public affairs at CalVet, who said that the VA secretary and the public affairs officer and the deputy secretary for Veterans Homes will be in Reading on this Friday, 2 days from now, to have a town hall meeting at the Reading chambers, the City Hall chambers, to discuss the opening of the Veterans Home.
What time will that be?
That's from 1 to 4. And the public is invited, especially all those veterans that anything to say about that. They should go, and they should let their feelings be heard at this meeting.
And when's that going to be?
From 1 to 4, this Friday, the 27th,
at
the Reading City Hall Chambers.
Okay.
So, City Hall Chambers. Okay.
So we'll get that word out, and we'll talk about that. So anybody wants to hear about what's happening with the Veterans Home?
Right. And there's some legislation that's pending. I remember last summer we had a couple of bills. One of them was 1422, which would allow the VA secretary to use unused funds to get the home open on time. That one actually made it through committee, but it didn't make the emergency vote, so it's pending still. Now, as a matter of fact, the other bill, AB 38, did not make it out of committee. That would have identified the funds that would have been used to open these homes on time. So we need to find out where these bills, where this 1422 stands, and what we can do to push this through.
I wonder if a convoy of veterans from the North State heading down to Sacramento.
Convoy. Well,
it would help.
It may come to that, but
you put thousands on the road there in cars and stuff, and just head down there and just go, hey, we need you to act on this.
It could come to that. You know, that's how we got our veteran cemetery going. It was long before my time, but that's what it took, is to go down to Sacramento and let those folks know how passionate we were and how supportive we were of a veteran cemetery. But I'll have to defer to the expertise of Senator Maurice Johannesson and Dick Dickerson, who have experience at state government. Their very solid opinion is that this is the dance of spring. These are the postulations of the governor, who says this is my proposal, and then do it with it what you will. And he's expecting that the May revise will have entirely different language in there, and that there will be money to open the Veterans Home in January of 2013.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, I really would like to, me as a listener, and I'm sure many of our people, too, that are listening, will want to get more details about this event coming up Friday, how we need to show up. This is where we can really get some answers from, you know, somebody who's in a position to be able to give us some direct answers regarding the future of the Veterans Home. KCNR 1460.
Join us for HealthFest 2012 at Shasta Regional on Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll offer a variety of free health screenings, from cholesterol level, prediabetes, heart rate and rhythm, to pulmonary lung function and vascular ultrasound, and much more. Local physicians will share about the newest treatments for heart disease, stroke and diabetes, and answer your health questions throughout the day. Watch Dr. McConnell perform a virtual heart bypass. Look inside an ambulance and visit our Reach helicopter. Participate in our free health screenings, physician-led seminars, and learn the latest on caring for your health. The best treatment for staying healthy begins with early detection. Join us at HealthFest 2012, a free community event at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get inspired to a healthier, happier you. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office. then I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBott, 7:55 in the morning, January the 25th. Our guest, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer Bob Dunlap. Okay, we talked about from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Friday, the city council chambers we're having for the Talking to Veterans Home with the California Secretary of Veteran Affairs will be here. Now, there's a what's next? Homeless Veterans Resources Fair.
Let me continue on the Veterans Home issue just for a minute
here.
And this is really, there's some numbers that you just can't ignore. They're very indicative of how passionate people are about this Veterans Home and how much of a need there is to get this home open on time. And during the break, we talked about how many people are in line waiting. Well, there is really no application out there for the Redding or the Fresno Veterans Home because they're not completed. They're not ready for staffing yet. But there's an intent to apply at a later date form that folks could send in to Sacramento and get their name on a list, and that those people on a list would be eventually sent applications to apply for the home. In the Redding home, there are 455 applicants that have already sent their statements of intent to apply, and it's a 150-bed facility.
Can a husband and wife
If
there?
They are a vet-to-vet couple, there may be some allowance for that. It's pretty much it's just single-room occupancy for veterans only. But the telling part of that is the Fresno home is a 300-bed facility, and there are 200 people on the waiting list.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot more people that want to go into the Redding home than there are for any other homes. There are currently vacancies in the Lancaster home, the Bakersfield home, the West L.A. home.
And there's vacancies?
There are openings.
Now, anybody can go to a veteran's home as long as you're a veteran.
A veteran, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Did you know if you have a felony that you can't get into the a felony conviction, you can't get into the home?
I would think that would be correct.
Yeah, and the problem with that is?
Well, I mean, you get some, you know, a felony could be, you know, somebody gets into a fist fight or has a, you know, had a DUI, you know, 40, 30 years ago after he came out of Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he's disqualified.
Could be. Now, these are California. These are state veterans' homes.
Right.
This is not a federal VA home.
The only reason I brought that up was because this was brought up by somebody that had, when he was trying to fill out the paperwork, I mean, there's like pages of it.
It wasn't your felony that's going to prevent you from getting in.
They gave me medals for my felony.
I'm not condoning that, and I'm sure that, you know, I don't know, maybe there's a review board, but, you know, if you're going to get a handgun, you can't have a felony as well.
Right. I understand. Okay.
Hey, next topic, and it just happens to be on the same day, and this is something that's been in planning for about a month and a half now, is the survey, if you will, of the homeless veterans that we have in Shasta County. We know that there's just not enough support out there. There's not enough housing to take care of our homeless vets, and a lot of those folks are crying out, asking for a transitional house, some place that you know, they can hang their hat until they get back on their feet. Well, it just so happens that on the 27th of January, this coming Friday, from 10 to 7, we're having a Veterans Resource Fair in the Vets Hall on Yuba Street in Redding. And during this fair, we'll have several agencies that are going to be set up there to provide some assistance for our homeless vets. And folks might not think they're homeless, but for the purpose of what we're doing there, if we can identify 300 or more homeless veterans in Shasta County, then there are funds available to provide support for housing. These are vouchers, like a Section 8 type of voucher for our veterans. But the number is 300. We have to get close to that number in order to qualify for these vouchers. So in years past, when you've seen the headlines saying the VA provides VASH vouchers for veterans in Northern California, what they mean is from Sacramento or thereabouts. You know, there's really nothing exists for the VA north of Sacramento.
So I think the question would be that if you knew of somebody or you're a family member of somebody and you know maybe that person won't come forth, if you can prove or claim.
Okay. That's right.
Okay. Then that's going to be a number that's going to help the veterans.
We've got 30 seconds left. So what's the last thing? We're going to have you come back on.
No doubt about it.
Okay.
The House of Cornelius. This is a homeless veterans transitional shelter that we're going to open up on about the 1st of March. And you can make application through our office on Shasta Street.
We've got to run. Okay, the big thing is, and we're going to hit this over and over again, on the Veterans Home for Friday and the Homeless Veterans Resource Fair. And we'll hit this again. Today's Wednesday. We'll hit it again Thursday and Friday for you. Bob, thank you so much for
being
here.
You're welcome. Thanks.
When we come back, Dolores Lucero.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They were on their feet to cheer and say goodbye to Gabrielle Giffords, who's just resigned from Congress. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
A little more than a year after surviving a gunshot to the head, Gabrielle Giffords is giving up her seat in Congress.
Gabby, we love you. We have missed you.
Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer joining congressional leaders praising the Arizona Democrat.
We are inspired, hopeful, and blessed.
Republican leader Eric Cantor calling Giffords a daily inspiration. After that tribute, the House unanimously approved a border security bill authored by Giffords. Dave.
Jared, an American hostage who was sick, rescued in Somalia by U.S. Special Forces. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The Pentagon says Navy SEAL Team 6 was part of the mission. That's the same team, if not the exact same sailors, who killed Osama bin Laden. Pentagon spokesman Captain John Kirby says the president gave the go-ahead when a window of opportunity opened, and the mission gained added urgency over concern that American hostage Jessica Buchanan was seriously ill.
We had reason to believe it was pre-existing when she was taken hostage, and also had reason to believe that it was getting worse.
After a firefight, Buchanan and a Danish man were both freed, and their 9 captors lay dead. Dave?
Mike, President Obama is headed to Iowa to start a 3-day, 5-state tour pushing his State of the Union message.
We can restore an economy where everyone gets a fair shot, and everyone does their fair share, and everyone plays by the same set of rules.
Well, Newt Gingrich thinks the president's call for a 30% tax on anyone who earns $1 million or more is...
It would be literally lead to the largest bear market in American history. It would destroy the value of investments.
He and Mitt Romney are out campaigning in Florida today in a tough Republican primary fight. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7. And reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
She's no longer running for president, but Michelle Bachmann will be a candidate in 2012.
The question put to Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, do you want to stay in the House of Representatives?
Yes, I believe that I'll be looking at that. I'm very seriously looking at coming back for a fourth term.
Bachmann's presidential bid ended after the Iowa caucuses. She stayed quiet until now about her future. Now she says that future will be continuing to represent suburban Minneapolis.
We need that strong voice here in Washington to remain.
But there are some roadblocks to overcome, most notably redistricting, a special panel in Minnesota due to make its first plan public late next month. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Joe Paterno will be laid to rest today at a private funeral. Before that, there's a public visitation going on now, expected to attract thousands paying their last respects to the legendary Penn State football coach, ousted in an assistant's child sex abuse scandal. It's forced some flights to be rerouted. An angry sun that could also put some static in communications.
This storm, according to some experts, is now considered to be the biggest in almost a decade. It started with a moderate-sized solar eruption on Sunday, causing dramatic displays of the northern lights, or aurora borealis, and triggered a large radiation storm.
The largest, most powerful solar flares in the last 6 years has blasted off the surface of the sun.
Astronomer Steve Cates, known as Dr. Sky, describing the storm. The energy of this storm is so powerful, it could cause communications delays, damaging satellites, and high-frequency radio communications. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Well, kids can still eat pizza for lunch at school, but there are new regulations today being announced by First Lady Michelle Obama and the Agriculture Secretary that most public school meals will have less sodium, more whole grains, and more fruits and vegetables. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 57 points, but Apple surging up $26 a share after better-than-expected earnings. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media. Carl and Lindabod, it's 8:05 in the morning, January the 25th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're also joining, you can join the chat room, just plug in there. The only rule we have is civility, and when you're with your questions or calls. We're also streaming live video at livestream.com. Just go to livestream.com, look for Free Fire Radio, and then click on that. You'll get like a 20-second commercial, which allows us to do this. And you can watch what happens in the studio, too, which sometimes is just as exciting as what you hear, if not more. You know, Dolores Lucero, a city council person from the city of Shasta Lake, is with us. But before we start that, we always start off every morning with our Wells Fargo Minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets remain mixed but have improved. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 54 points at 12,621. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1312, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 12 points at 2798. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 200 million shares. Taking a look at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple leading the pack after reporting record quarterly sales and profits, up $27.23 a share at $447.65. Cisco Systems down 21 cents at $19.60, while Microsoft is down 6 cents at $29.28. Of local interest, Safeway up 4 cents at $22.74, Costco adding 6 cents at $81.78, and Tri-Counties Bank up 7 cents at $15.32. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.07%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's down 71 cents a barrel at $98.24, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $4.69 an ounce at $1,660.91, while silver's up 13 cents an ounce at $32.14. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have Wells Fargo Advisors give us the Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, 9:06 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. They're located on Park Marina Drive, and I can imagine things are a little mixed after the State of the Union address. Well, all of us are a little mixed after that one last night. As many of you know, that and I don't see how you couldn't know after all this time, is that in the city of Shasta Lake, there has been a lot of consternation going on, and kind of centering around councilperson Dolores Lucero, and has resulted in a recall effort to remove her from office. And today we have our guest is the City of Shasta Lake councilperson, Dolores Lucero. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Okay. Don't be nervous.
I'll try not to.
Okay. Dolores, tell us about you first, and then we got to take a quick break. Then after that, we'll get into all these questions that we have here. Yeah, something about you. I mean, how long have you lived up here in the North State?
I'm going to say since year 2000.
Okay. What decided you to get into politics? Had you ever been in politics? Let me ask this. Have you ever been in politics before you got here?
Yes.
Okay. And where was that?
That was actually in Whitmore School.
Okay. And you were on what?
I was a board of trustee for the Whitmore School.
Okay. So that was your first taste of politics?
Yes, it was.
So why did you decide to run for the city council there in the city of Shasta Lake?
Well, I'm actually the type of person when I see something and I see that, you know, somebody's, you know, abusing the citizens or abusing somebody, I usually just, you know, I do a research and then I decide somebody's got to do something. So I like to just get in there and try to do something and help the people. So
that's what started it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to take that first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the recall, so a number of things that you want to talk about, and there's some questions I'm sure is going to be coming in the chat room. We're running live right here. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is the City of Shasta Lake Councilperson Dolores Lucero.
And it's currently 47 degrees here in KCNR.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, a Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:12 in the morning, January the 25th. It's 47 degrees out there. Our guest is the city council person, Dolores Lucero. And the reason one of the reasons we have here, we have different people from different political persuasions are always invited here, is the recall election that has been set for, I think, April. Is that correct?
April 10th.
April 10th. Okay. Let's just jump into that one. What's the reasons behind this?
That
they say, I mean, they're saying there is that you're not representing the people? Is there, I mean, is there criminal actions here, or is it just because they don't like the way you are handling your job?
I think it's because they're having a hard time to accepting the truth, and not too many people, you know, it's easier to go with the flow than to make a change. And so I really believe that they're having a hard time accepting the way I'm coming out and saying that the city of Shasta Lake is breaking the law. It's very hard for them to believe that.
Well, when you say breaking the law, what kind of laws are they breaking, Dolores?
Well, they've been breaking the laws for, actually, as you know, the finance, regarding the finance, and also they've been breaking the law for 14 years. And then we had a meeting not too long ago in regarding the medical marijuana. Now they want to modify the federal law to allow the medical marijuana to stay, basically the businesses to stay open.
Yeah, but that's under the newest thing that was just signed. I just saw it was in the paper today, is that it says that counties and cities can make what they want, to make the rules up they want concerning the marijuana.
Right.
So if the city of Shasta Lake wants to have marijuana as part of their industrial base, why can't they?
Well, you know, there's certain things that the city does, and I know that there's certain things they could do, they can't do. So that's where I kind of look at the both sides. But you can't just twist the law when it comes to the state or the federal. And the city council, they have that habit of doing that.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. We're starting to line up the people on the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, John.
You sound familiar. Dolores, I had a specific question I wanted to ask you when I called in, but in response to the answer you just gave, which is part of the problem I think that people are having, you very vaguely say they're breaking the law and have been for 14 years, but then you didn't define exactly what that law is that is being broken. Just saying finances doesn't mean that there is anything wrong. I mean, I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying you're not defining clearly what is being broken. What laws do you see that are being broken specifically?
Well, the laws that they've been breaking, we did actually discuss that regarding the finance committee. Okay, so the code was 37208, and so that's the code they've been breaking. Actually, they twisted the law for them to allow them to do, you know, to have two council members to go behind closed doors and approve the items that need to be paid. So if you looked at the resolution, you can see what...
Is this more of a procedural violation than an actual criminal law breaking or even civil law breaking? It is a procedural violation.
Well, Well, the way they did it, it's actually... like I said, they twisted it to where they make it, you know, like it's okay for them to do something, but yet in the same time, they're actually breaking the law. So if you really have to get into it to know exactly how they're breaking the law. There's the resolution, how they amended it, and so there's a lot to it. So it's not
Carl, do I have time to ask my actual question?
Yeah, let me follow up on this one, though. Dolores, okay. Are they doing this for personal gain?
To tell you the truth, yes.
Okay, so they're bending the law for personal gain.
Yes.
And how are they doing that? Are they receiving money? Are they receiving, are their expenses being paid? Or how are they doing this?
Well, the way they're doing it is they are spending money where they're not supposed to. When they go out to these convention centers things, when they're, when they need to, for the training, they actually, when they buy their meals, they buy meals, and there's certain amounts they're supposed to spend. Well, they're also buying liquor when they go out to these convention centers things. And they're also giving tips, which that is the taxpayers' money. They're not allowed to be giving tips. If they want to give tips, use your own money, but don't use the taxpayers to give tips.
Are they using credit cards provided by the city?
Yes, they are, and they also.
So who's taking a look at their expenses when they get back?
Actually, the city manager, Carol Martin, actually There's documents they have to fill out, and they have to write down how much they spent, and they have to break it down. And then also, if there's any money coming back to the council members or any person who went out to these convention centers, they get reimbursed, and the city manager approves them without the council looking over these items.
Okay, we have a lot of callers on the line. John, what's your question?
Okay, real quick. Because of all of the controversy and the various issues, your position has become very untenable, and you've kind of lost your ability to be productive in this issue. Have you considered actually stepping aside and following up on this as a private citizen, where you might have more traction than as a contested city council person?
Absolutely not.
Thank you, John, for your call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Then we can open up.
And you said absolutely
line.
Not. So okay. You're not going to go softly in the night. They're going to have to take you out of there.
Absolutely.
Okay, we've got a lot of other questions coming in here, too. We've got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is the city of Shasta Lake councilperson Dolores Lucero. We're discussing the recall effort against her and her. And what she is saying is that there are things that are going on in the city of Shasta Lake that need to be changed, and that's why they're trying to get her out of there. Is that pretty much correct?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott.
River Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come down and be part of the big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party, a Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 5th, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3 p.m. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings, free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens, $20 per person or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. Wind River offers their guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever at Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. Better on
the river. The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
A mandate from the king.
By royal proclamation, your presence is requested at the David Marr Auditorium to enjoy Disney's Cinderella, presented by Reading School of the Arts, directed by Hillary Rogerson. With all your favorite Cinderella songs and characters, it's the perfect outing for the whole family. Come, meet Cinderella and her friends.
I want to meet the prince.
Bring your little dreamer to the David Marr Auditorium February 3rd and 4th and watch the magic unfold. Go to CascadeTheater.org for your tickets now or get them at the door.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:23 in the morning, January the 25th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can jump into our chat room that way, as many of you have. Dozens of you have. And, of course, we're streaming live video, too, out on livestream.com. Just go to that, look for Free Fire Radio. We haven't really made that a big announcement. We're still kind of tweaking a little bit, but it seems to be working fine as long as Bad Bob is here. Our guest, City of Shasta Lake City Councilperson Dolores Lucero, and we have all types of questions coming rolling in here and things, but let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got, Charles?
Well, as far as the the Finance Committee is concerned, one law that I can think of right off the top of my head would be the Brown Act, which requires, among other things, that any governing agency or committee thereof, if they're going to meet, they have to publish a notice of the meeting, an agenda for that meeting, 72 hours before the regularly scheduled meeting of that committee, and that each agenda item has to have a brief description of what's being discussed, and there's more detail which I won't go into, but for time's sake, but suffice it to say, the Brown Act open meeting law is one law that may very well have been violated by the Finance Committee. And before I go, there have been allegations made by the recall proponents saying that of disrespect. Well, it seems to me that they seem to define respect in terms of compliance, but if respect is to be defined in terms of compliance with the will of another, then who decides what that will is to be? And if that be the case, then where is their representation if the people decide they want another opinion to have voice in the meeting? I mean, it brings up an awful lot of questions if, in fact, respect is to be defined in terms of compliance with the will of whoever decides.
Okay.
And I don't know how many callers there are in line, so I guess this is a good time for me to take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. One of the questions is why, and I'm trying to find it, and the chat room is running, rampant now. Okay, why did you vote no on rectifying the Brown Act violations in December? What was the question?
I understand that question, and actually, it's the way Larry Farr, the council member who actually brought, I know what item they're talking about, and it's regarding the Finance Committee. And when Larry Farr brought his own little, resolution to change what we already had on the agenda, usually when they bring up their own, I know what they're trying to do. So I don't agree with Larry Farr, and I don't agree with the way the council twists the law. So I'm not going to agree, and I'm not going to vote on something that I do believe they're doing wrong.
Okay. Some people in here have said that it's illegal to spend money on wine.
Absolutely.
For dining. And the question was from a gentleman, I say it's a gentleman, I don't know if it's a guy or girl, is that, where's your proof? Well, Ms. Osero just handed me two documents showing that somebody did buy wine here. And it was on their expense account under meals, under dinner. So, and they match. So, same person, same thing, showing that there was wine in there.
And I'd like to say something. And actually, when we elect public officials to represent our city, the citizens have the right to know who is spending that kind of money and who's buying the liquor or who's buying the wine. That's actually a city council member, which is Larry Farr, who basically provided his information when he bought the wine and where he bought it and when he paid for his meal. So that's actually, council members are doing this.
Okay. I need to look at this again because I've got it to see if that's really what it says. People say, why haven't you turned in the information to the DA?
Well, I'd like to get that information. Actually, I did make an appointment to speak with the DA. And I spoke with the DA, which is a couple months ago before I was trying to get all the information gathered together to take it back to them. I actually called a couple months ago to make my appointment again to get back in there to bring them all the information that I had. So I called and I made my appointment. An hour later, I get a call back from the investigator telling me that Mr. Carl, actually, the DA, did would like to cancel our appointment because he actually did not want to take on this issue because he said it's too hot and he wants to wait until things cool off. So I said, I can't believe I'm hearing this. This is a job the DA is supposed to take on. So I have taken it to somebody else who's willing to listen, which is back in Sacramento.
Okay. Now, there's a number of other people that are doing investigations here, too, you know, that on the finances.
No.
Randall Faulkner was here before with you and said they were doing an investigation they were looking at all the past receipts and everything.
Well, he was doing his own thing.
This is separate?
Well, yes. That's why it's kind of when I was trying to say that it's going to take a couple months, and he's saying it's going to take months and months. Well, he's working on something else, which this is investigation. It has been mine. I've been working on it for 2 years. So that's why I could tell you it's going to take a couple months, because I know where it stands.
Okay. Yeah, we've got like 30 seconds left here. When we come back, we've got some other questions here, a lot of comments. If you've got a question for Ms. Lucero, give us a call at 530-605-4567. Drop it into the chat room, and I know the chat room's moving very quickly. We're trying to catch the questions as they go by on the breaks, or our producer is. I'm also going to have our admin out there, Diane, be looking at this and start writing down questions as they roll by, because when I'm talking, I can't see everything. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here for the news. We come back, our guest, Dolores Lucero, of City of Shasta, late councilperson in the middle of a recall election, and she's got a lot of allegations against the government right there of City of Shasta Lake. We'll be right back.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama said in his State of the Union that America's well-to-do aren't doing enough for the country's economic well-being.
We can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, while a growing number of Americans barely get by.
In addition to calling for a minimum 30% tax rate on seven-digit incomes, the president also wants to reward corporations that don't ship jobs overseas.
If the playing field is level, I promise you, America will always win.
But one Republican says it wasn't just what the president said.
What you didn't hear last night from the president, he didn't talk about the successes of this administration enough, because there isn't any. The fact of the matter is that usually at this point in a presidential career, you're talking about some of your accomplishments and how your ideas and plans have worked.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. The president is headed to Iowa to promote his proposals. This is a Fox News alert.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5, with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you Saturday, February 4th at Silver Anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by National University, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Redding Rancheria.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 8:35 in the morning, January the 25th, 47 degrees out there. It's going to be raining. Looks like, for at least part of the day, this weekend's going to be great. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room, as many of you have, to talk about, to ask questions to our guest, the city council person, Dolores Lucero of the city of Shasta Lake. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. What can I say? Go back in there, have a great conversation, sit down. Man's last stronghold must be. It's written on the window there. Okay, Ms. Lucero, we've got people on the line. We've got questions. Let's go to the phones. Robin, good morning. Do you have a question for Ms. Lucero?
I do. Thank you. My comment first is that Ms. Lucero has put a lot of effort into defending herself and finding fault with the city. And though she probably has some good points, her delivery is so abusive that I don't think a lot of people are listening. My question to her is, Ms. Lucero, while you found a lot of fault in this community, and especially with the council, can you tell me what you've done to benefit the people of Shasta Lake? And besides not answering questions, I don't believe you answer questions with a straight answer. You kind of beat around the bush. But can you tell me what you find positive about this city and what has your contribution been to benefit the people?
Okay, Robin, thank you. Ms. Lucero?
Well, first I'd like to say it's very hard to think positive and even move forward positive. When you have a whole, when you have a city, it's full of corruption. So to even to move forward, you got to clean up the mess. So that's where I'm at. 2 years of trying to clean up the mess that the city's been doing for more than 14 years. So if people see it that I'm coming too strong, well, I think it's time that somebody needs to take, you know, do something about it. And it's been going on too long. So, yes, I have a very hard time because you have five council members, not even one council member is willing to do anything because they don't want to cause waves.
Well, that leads to that next question. So are the four other council members and everybody else wrong, and you're the right one?
Well, not that I'm saying I'm 100% right, but I know I'm making a lot more effort to try to represent the citizens and try to get the information they need to know.
Okay. That was a good question that the lady asked. You ran for city council. You didn't run to stop corruption, did you?
No.
So you must have, there must be positive parts of being from the city of Shasta Lake. I mean, they have a lot of nice things out there. I mean, I enjoy the city of Shasta Lake. So what are the positive parts of the city of Shasta Lake?
Well, I see a lot of potential because I used to buy rentals before. So I saw a lot of potential. The city has a lot of potential of growing. But how can you grow when the city gives the people a hard time to come in and build anything without you spending so much money on trying to get permits? And, you know, I've been hearing it so long, and so there is positive. But before you move forward, you got to clean up what's you got to clean the mess. That's how I see it. You can't move forward if you got people trying to stop the people from building or trying to, you know, do something in the city.
Is Matt for Shasta your supporters?
No, they're not.
You've been with them before, though.
Well, they actually came to me. I never went to them, and they tried to help me. And I see that what they tried to do, I did not like what I was seeing. And actually, what they did, without my knowledge, they put a website, and they also created things on there that I was not aware, even though you see letters on there saying, here's a personal letter by Mrs. Lucero. I did not write those letters, and what I did not approve what they did, and it did bother me to see a Hitler photo on that website. I do not believe on working that way. I don't believe on doing that, and it did bother me, so they're no longer even trying to help me because I asked them to back off, and I don't need that kind of help, so I'm basically working on my own.
Okay. One of the questions also was on the lawsuit. There's a lawsuit that could happen because of improper collection of signatures?
Yes.
Somebody, who's suing? Who's suing the city of Shasta Lake? Is that you?
It's a small group that it was created, and it's called Shasta County Citizens for Justice.
Okay. That was one of the questions that were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So who are they?
Well, actually, they don't want to be named, but
really?
I'm actually involved because I do want to see justice, and it's not has nothing to do with Matt for Shasta or any Tea Parties, because I've been seeing how people are saying, well, it has to do with the Tea Party or Matt for Shasta. They have nothing to do with this group. The reason this group is created is because I want to see justice, not just in the city of Shasta Lake. Also in the city of Redding, hopefully in other cities, is just, to me, it's just the beginning of seeing what we the people need to do. We need to start helping and doing what we say we're going to do.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Questions about, is there any proof on this? I'm looking at something that's obviously a receipt from a restaurant that's got... It's got the cost, it has what was ordered and how much it cost, and there is one, there's wine on it, plus the tip, and the total. But underneath that shows the cost of the wine being subtracted. So I look at then, I looked at what they counted for their expenses, and that the amount is minus the wine.
Yes.
So,
they do that, and actually it's...
What do they do? Do they pay for that and the tips, and then they subtract it later, or what?
They don't take the tips off after when they get reimbursed. What happens is they use the credit card, the city manager credit card, which it has her name, Carol Martin, on the credit card, which she's not supposed to have it, her name in the city credit card. She gives the cards to the city council, and I think she attended that that day, and they pay for the meals, and then they actually, the wine gets somehow, everything gets paid with the credit card.
Right, but it shows it being subtracted from the amount here.
That's after they pay with the credit card. They pay with the credit card, but then they turn around after the bill comes in, then they say, here's the $12. But you can't do that.
To who?
To the city.
Oh, they pay the city later.
Later, but you can't do that later. You can use the credit card, then pay the city later.
Okay.
That's still...
All right. Well, okay. Well, that's something that needs to be looked at. At least to... It looks like it's being paid by this receipt I have. It looks like it's being paid for, the wine, but it also shows it being subtracted. So I'm not sure when it's subtracted off there, if he does it right then. And just says, look, I'm not going to, you know, here's cash. Just take that off. I'm paying for that myself or what. So, anyway, hey, we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a fight.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite. you know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist, and because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 47 degrees downtown, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Now, Tobacco and Brew, the Partagas Black Label Cigar is an espresso of a cigar, extremely dark in color, extra rich in the flavor, and made in a large ring gauge for a fuller-bodied flavor. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Tobacco and Brew.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is City of Shasta Lake Councilperson Dolores Lucero.
Welcome back to the show.
Wow, Dolores, there's just...
And we have lots of
not
calls.
Not too many people interested there. Okay, let's go to the phone. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
You are on live, KCNR.
Do you have a question for our guest?
I have a comment for the guest. I do know the fact that Dolores, you did approach Matt for Shasta to look into the transparency in the Brown Act. And Matt for Shasta is a watch group. And they did look into it. And Tim and Carol Martin and the attorney had a meeting probably 2.5 weeks ago. And they have come to an agreement that the policy was going to be changed. And Matt for Shasta never did do a website for her. Also, certain people from Matt for Shasta who's no longer there did some things that was not appropriate for Matt for Shasta group, and they are no longer in that group. So for Dolores to say that she did not ask Matt for Shasta is incorrect. She came to see if we could help with the transparency and the Brown Act.
Okay.
So,
Dolores?
I just want to clarify that.
Actually,
okay, thank you very much, Jane. Okay, Dolores?
Actually, Jane, that's not true. And I'm not just saying it's not true. I'm telling you it's not true. I did not come to you. Maybe you got your story from somebody else, but I'm telling you, I usually not the type of person that goes up looking for somebody to help me doing something. So just want to clarify that.
Okay, let's go to the line two. Joe, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio. Do you have a question for Ms. Lucero?
Actually, I just more or less have a comment. My name is Joe. I am the communication director of Mad for Shasta. And I just want to make a correction here. Mad for Shasta, as a group, never approached Dolores Lucero. Mad for Shasta never created a website, much less a Hitler picture. And the only involvement that Mad for Shasta or our legal advisor ever had with the Dolores Lucero issue was concerns about violations of the Brown Act, and that is it. Just wanted to make the correction.
Hey, Joe, do you think there are violations of the Brown Act and things going on there?
I think there was. I think that they are being corrected, though.
Okay. So you thought that there were things that were going on from the original.
We did think there was some violations of the Brown Act. But we also believe that they have since been worked out without litigation.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Thank you very much for your phone call.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay. Dolores?
Well, see, like I said, this group is not behind me, and as you see, they're calling and trying to make comments because Mad for Shasta never did anything for me, never did any investigation, and actually it was two people from Mad for Shasta. As we all know, one other person from Mad for Shasta, who was Randy Faulkner, who attended, a couple meetings with me and everything, but he was doing this on his own. But I asked them to basically not to get involved because I'm the one who knows all the issues. You can't just come in a couple months and figure out what they're doing. I've been working on this for 2 years. 2 years. Not just one day a week. Every day I've been working on this investigation.
Okay, Dolores. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about the lawsuit that's moving forward. And why it's moving forward. Do you think that the Brown Act, have they fixed the Brown Act problems?
If they did, that's a surprise to me because we have not heard anything.
Okay.
And this is something that supposedly Mad for Shasta does without anybody knowing what that person is doing. So that's why I'm surprised.
But the Brown Act, though, that's something that's been the big thing. Everything kind of pivots around all these things that are happening with the Brown Act.
Right.
And they're saying it's been fixed. You're saying it hasn't been.
Well, it hasn't come to the council. We haven't discussed that.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about this lawsuit against the city of Shasta Lake by the Shasta County, was it? Shasta County
Citizens.
Oh, the Shasta County Citizens for Justice. An unknown group. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345. for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Our guest today is Dolores Lucero from the city of Shasta Lake, subject of a recall. To answer a question here, somebody says, is that the only receipt you have was the one we talked about? And you're saying, no, you have a garage full. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got a lot more receipts, but this is the only one I saw. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Barbara, good morning. We only have a couple minutes left.
How are you doing, Carl?
I'm fine, Barbara.
Listen, I want to get in on this because being as part of the Bostonian Tea Party, we are all part of the North State Alliance Tea Party, along with Shasta Lake and Matt for Shasta and any number of them. And I can remember one of our meetings last fall that Mr. Cerro did come to our meeting with two people from Shasta Lake and presented their case to us. And we were in sympathy to her. We didn't do anything or take any action, of course, except some people up there to do help with the petitions when they were trying to get her out. But as far as doing the paperwork and investigating, we did not. But we were sympathetic to her, but I can't believe that she's out there blasting the Shasta Lake people, mad for Shasta, who were trying to help her. It kind of just sets me wrong. I was sympathetic with her until that point. I just I don't understand it. But I just wanted you to know that she did come to tea parties, whether it was theirs or she did come to ours.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Barbara. The lawsuit, Dolores. Tell us about it. It's moving forward.
Actually, it is moving forward. I just received an email the other day, and it's actually moved forward in, January 19th. So I know that Tony, the city clerk, Tony Coates, has been receiving emails from the attorney, and also the Shasta County, Kathy Darlington, has been getting emails from the attorney requesting certain information. So actually, it has moved forward.
Okay, and from what I see here, signed by, this is from the Alvarez, Glassman, and Colvin attorneys?
Yes.
And it's signed by Jared, whoever that is. That's
Andrew.
Andrew Jared. And it just says here that the reason that they're going to sue, if this moves forward, is because the requirements as to who may not circulate a petition have been breached. What they're saying is the people that were circulating the petitions are
they're not supposed to. Right, they actually named somebody there.
This is Has the business in Shasta Lake continued forward? I mean, the running of the city? I mean, this has taken a great deal of time and effort, Dolores. Is the city of Shasta, I mean, is everything going forward there? I mean, what has to happen?
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
Well, you know, I mean, it is moving forward, and there's a lot of things going on, and it's very hard to focus on anything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but my focus, it has to be on the citizens.
So your whole focus here is that doing this for the citizens.
Well, you know, it's in the long run, it will be benefiting the citizens, because the citizens have no idea what's been going on behind closed doors. So this information has been just, you know, nobody's saying anything, nobody's talking about it, nobody's giving anything to the citizens. All they do, from what I've been seeing and as a witness, it's mostly the council members are rubber stampers.
Okay. All right, you know what? This is the second time you've been on, and we've had we would more than welcome other people for coming on. In fact, we were going to have a debate one time, and that was called off, not from Faulkner's side, but from the other side about this. Our whole mission here in life at KCNR and Free Fire Media and Free Fire Radio is to give everybody a voice in this community, and that's the idea.
Open
and you
forum.
May not, yeah, open forum. You may
open
not agree
line.
With it. With the other person, but, you know, civility is the big thing. We want everybody to have a shot.
And you can always go in our chat room, and we appreciate so much our sponsors who make it, you know, plausible for us to do this. Tomorrow we have special guests on, Mike Wiley and Mark Beecham. Please join us here on KCNR. And thank you for coming on and taking the bullets.
Thank you.
Okay, this is, of course, not over yet. It's going to continue on at least till April 10th, right?
Well, right, but
unless the lawsuit,
well, it's already moved.
It
actually, like I said, it's moved forward. So that's not going to, from what I see in the documents I've received, it's not going to move forward because there is also fraud who went out there and circulating the signatures.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see what happens with that. We'd be more than happy to have the other side on here. Just give us a call at 605-4565. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Well, you've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.